Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Terrio Media.
Hey, Matt here over at Epic Real Estate, and today I'm going to give you a new approach, a new idea on how to actually quit your day job and make it stick. So welcome. Welcome back to another episode of Financial Freedom Friday.
It's time for Financial Freedom Friday with Matt Terrio.
Alrighty, so you want to quit your day job. It's common, right? We've helped a lot of people do that here recently. We've made some amazing breakthroughs and strides and helping people achieve just that. It's really had to do with the process and the mindset and just really where your focus should be to really make it happen. You know, and as you do this, kind of the 30,000-foot view of looking down, what you're going to need is three things specifically, three specific disciplines, and you have to execute these on a daily basis. So on a daily basis, you need these three disciplines. You need to start each day with a goal, right? You have to know what you're after, maybe goals, maybe you got more than one. Two, you have to have a plan to that's going to help you achieve that goal, so you have to have a plan. And three, you have to be able to, once you've executed your plan for the day, review your results, okay? And one of the tools that we use here is the Daily Success Report. It's just a little scorecard for the day. It gives you all the money-making activities that you should do on a daily basis to set your goal for how many of those activities you're going to achieve, and then you can just keep score, and then at the end of the day, you get to review your results. And it's really simple. It's really basic. It might even be too simple for some people. I mean, we've met a lot of people just way too smart to even understand it. But we've yet to meet anyone too dumb to not get it. But those that have followed it and those that have adopted this and embraced this have just experienced, you know, amazing results. They constitute our greatest success stories, our greatest case studies. You know, it doesn't discriminate. It doesn't care where you're from or where your experience is or what you look like or what your strengths or weaknesses are. As long as you do the activities and you execute it on a daily basis and you review your results and make those modifications where necessary, everybody gets the results. You know, I've talked about him a lot here over the years. Brad Donnelly is one of my very first coaching clients. And to this day, as far as I know, he's could be the most successful one that we've had. He just had his first seven-figure year last year. And I know so there's a few people that are right on his heels. He just had a $300,000 month. And that's profit. That's not a $300,000 sale. That's how much money he's put in his pocket. And to this day, I've had him on the podcast several times, and he always gives his credit, all the credit to the Daily Success Report. Just keeps him focused on the right activities, on what he should be doing on a daily basis. And most recently, the last intensive that we had just a few months ago, there was two gentlemen there, Jack and Josh, and they decided they wanted to work with me one-on-one, and we went ahead and we started this process. I gave them the Daily Success Report, just like I've given it to all my students, and I had them on the podcast right away, like with 3 weeks or 4 weeks after, because they were already getting results, and I just wanted to demonstrate this is what it could look like. This is what hard work and how hard work generates fast results when you're focused on the right activities. And by the time that episode aired on the show, I was like, oh my gosh, they've already quadrupled their business. I have to have them back on the show because they'd closed a deal or two already just from the intensive, but now they've quadrupled their business in just like a month later, so I'd have them back on the show. But rather than having them back on the show, they actually showed up to the last intensive. We just got back a couple weeks ago, and I didn't even know they were going to show up, so I just interviewed them on stage. So rather than me going through all of these questions all over again and ask them, how did you do it? How did you get this massive... these results, and how were you able to quit your day job like almost immediately? I thought I'd just play the video there right from the intensive. So here, enjoy this. Jack and Josh. Nobody since Brad has embraced the Daily Success Report. No one has taken it to heart and deployed it since Brad in the way that Brad has. Until I met Jack and Josh at just the last Epic Intensive. So will you guys come up here and just kind of share. I actually didn't realize they were going to be here, and I'm glad you guys were.
This was our vision, by the way. At the last intensive, we said, we want to be the students he calls up on stage.
Oh. Cool. What is your real estate investing business? What did that look like just before we met and started working together?
We like to say we were doing deals in spite of ourselves. We were just kind of stumbling into them and just brute force, offering tons of offers on the MLS. But we knew our follow-ups sucked. You know, we just didn't have any organization. So we were doing about one deal a month. And I cringe to think of all the deals we let go by because of our lack of follow-up. When we came to the last intensive, that was our goal. We needed some direction, some consistency, and implementation of systems.
I was working for a large tech company. Before we left to come to the last intensive, we actually prepared ourselves. We actually said to each other, okay, when we get back, we better be prepared because we're going to get all fired up and somebody's going to do something stupid like quit their job.
Guess what happened the Monday we got back?
Working with Epic, what has been most impactful for you?
You know, what's funny is that we say all the time that, you know, Jack and I have a problem. We're way too smart for our own good. So we thought. And we've learned that a dumb guy making 100 calls a day is going to do a lot more deals than a super smart guy designing his business cards, his websites. And we knew we were smart enough to implement a CRM and direct mail and design websites and get all the things in place. But we thought, well, let's not waste our time taking a month trying to figure that out. Let's just get it done for us. And boom, we're off to the races.
You can either spend the 10,000 hours becoming an expert, or you can find an expert and just mirror what they've already done. And that's what we've done with Epic.
The Daily Success Report in particular gives us the exact path because the way the activities are broken down, if you get 100 points a day, there's no way you can't do business. Perfect example, like in the CRM, it tracks all the people that leave voicemails for us, and typically those are the ones we call back first. But Jack was low on points, and he just said, I'm just going to start calling the hangups. When you start doing that because you need to get another 20 points or whatever, those turn all into relationships, and there's more deals to be uncovered there. And if you just are doing that every day, there's no way you're not going to uncover deals.
There's been a number of times where I've tallied up my points and find out I'm at 95. So I'll stay the extra 15 minutes to hit the 100 because I can't let it sit there.
So this is what's been going on in your business. What does it look like right now that we don't know about?
We're just grinding. I mean, for us, it's above what most investors are doing in our market. So we're able to really achieve a lot in a pretty short time. I mean, we've quadrupled our business, like literally the first month after we came back. And ever since, it's been on that same path. So
you said quadrupled?
Yeah. And we were doing one deal a month, now we're doing four. And I think we had like six or seven closings in the last 2 weeks. You know, we knew what our weaknesses were and what you're offering, but we knew if we just copy and pasted your system right into ours, even we didn't think it was going to pay off as quickly. We were smart enough to realize to look at it as an investment, not an expense. About 6 weeks in, we had generated enough extra income that paid for that, and everything after the first 6 weeks back is gravy.
So what have you noticed in the last, I don't know, 4 months that we've been working together? How has it impacted you personally?
For me, it's the consistency. Josh and I are both in a similar situation. We're single income families.
Just knowing what we have to generate each month to keep the lights on, pay our salaries, keep our wives and children, you know, happy, and then how much we can work towards building the portfolio for the long term.
We have a clear idea of what our pipeline looks like. Being able to share that with the family has been fantastic.
Our goal is to have our buy and hold portfolio obviously increase, so we're adding at least a couple properties a month to that, and then wholesaling the rest to pay our salaries and generate income for marketing and stuff.
One of our little niches is to hit those infinite returns. We try to cash out everything that we've, dollar-wise, what we put into a place. We're very analytical, and when you do that quick calculation on the return on investment, we saw investing in our education as buying another property. And as far as I'm concerned, we're getting infinite returns again.
All righty, so that's Jack and Josh. Awesome dudes, very helpful. They have their own podcast, by the way, REI Rookies, if you want to go ahead and check them out. But like as you just heard, you know, the Daily Success Report has been the keys to their success, just as it was for Brad and everybody else in between. And if you'd like a copy, you can go get one for yourself at dailysuccessreport.com. Go to dailysuccessreport.com, download a copy, and then just make a bunch of copies, put it in a binder, and then just pull it out each day, and you just start at the top, and you just work your way down. And you just, this is what I'm supposed to do here, then I'm going to do here, and then here, and every time you perform one of those activities, give yourself a little point, and then you just tally up your points. And as you heard on Jack and Josh, they focus on 100 points a day. That's exactly what Brad did, so that seems to be kind of like the secret formula. But if you can't get 100 points in a day, don't beat yourself up. It takes a little while to work your way up to get that. What I'd rather see you do, and where we've seen the most impact and the most results have come, as long as you're just consistent with your points. So set a goal, 30 points a day, and just kind of do that for a week or two. Then ratchet it up to 40 points and 50 points a day until you can comfortably get 100 points a day. And I promise you, the results, everything that you want out of real estate, everything that real estate promises, it's going to be yours. So if you want a copy of this, go to dailysuccessreport.com, grab your copy, and then that's it. I will see you next week for another episode of Financial Freedom Friday. Take care.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.